More than 100 Walmart employees were protesting outside of the Pico Rivera Superstore on Washington Boulevard this morning. They joined thousands of employees at stores around the country who are angry about low wages, cut hours, and increased workloads. Evelyn Cruz has been an employee at Walmart for more than 8 years and says that the work environment has gotten worse and worse as time goes on.
They cut hours, they understaff us, they overwork us, they definitely don't pay enough, and now they're taking our holidays away.
Walmart's Black Friday sale is notorious as an all-night affair of crazed shoppers looking to score goods for next-to-nothing prices. And with the ordeal starting 4 hours earlier, Walmart employees say they no longer get any time to be with their families.
So they're used to me working on Friday at midnight. We were able to at least eat dinner with them and then come in and work. Now we don't even get to do that.
Most customers I talked with said they felt for the employees. Maria De Los Santos says she doesn't plan to shop on Thursday or Friday.
And make them work Thanksgiving, I think that's wrong. Because they have family and they want to enjoy it with the family too. I mean, not everything is money, money, money.
Walmart officials say the pay and benefits they offer are as good or better than their retail competitors. The company has bombarded social media, saying the workers' claims are unwarranted. One tweet from Walmart's media account reads, "Don't believe everything you read in the union press releases. We don't think their Black Friday activity will have an impact on customers." Another simply states, "We think Black Friday at Walmart will be awesome this year, regardless of the naysayers." Additionally, the company's main Twitter account, at Walmart, is using Twitter's new paid promotion system to place tweets about their electronics deals at the top of every user's newsfeed. This apparent disregard of workers' complaints is what is bothering Maria Elena Durazo, Secretary Treasurer of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor.
Walmart just needs to sit down and talk to them and solve these issues. There's no need for a picket line.
However, Walmart spokesman Dan Fogelman says most of the people participating in the protests around the country today aren't even Walmart employees. Rather, he believes they are union representatives and union members from other companies. Employee Evelyn Cruz counters that many more employees want to speak but are afraid.
We are not a union. We are Walmart associates.
As this conflict has been unfolding, there has been backlash from unemployed people across the country, who say Walmart employees should be happy they have a job to begin with.
And that's a very valid point. I should be grateful. But they have to understand we are human beings. We do have families. We do have families that we need to support. And that's exactly why Walmart does what it does.
Cruz says she and many other employees at the Pico Rivera store are prepared to stage a walkout on Black Friday if Walmart continues to ignore their pleas. Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.